Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the head softball coach for Newton, Corey Leiker. And Coach, the district assignments came out late this week, and going to Pella, which, I mean, you had a one-run game last time, so that's kind of encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, we had them that last game, one or two calls here and there, and we may win that game. They got us on a walk-off, which is unfortunate. But I think our girls know they can beat them, and we'll be competitive. And I feel like we're starting to turn a corner. We had a really good game the other night against DCG, the second game. I know the score didn't show it, but we played really well. And from what the announcers said and people told me over the air, it's the longest home game they've had all season. Wow. So we really came out that second game, and I think we showed that we can play with these teams. We just got to get rid of some of the mistakes. But Pella will be a very evenly matched game, and I think we can walk in there and take one.
That speaks to the attitude of your team, I guess. You know, it's kind of been a rough season, but here towards the end, they're still putting forth the effort and improving.
Yeah, it's very struggling this season. They've had a lot of downs, and to get through a season like that, it shows their character. And they're still willing to work, and we're on a little bit of a losing streak here, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and I think we got a pretty favorable draw. If we can get through Pella, and we got to then go on to Carlisle, which will be a very tough game, but that's why we play the games. We can win any game. We step on the field with the other team, and it's one game at a time, and you never know from there.
Yeah, nice to have Ava Williams back. She's played for you, I think, about eight games now.
And
second, 444 batting average coming out, you know, after not playing for a while. That's pretty good.
Yeah, she struggled, like, first couple games, just rust, I think. But she's coming along, hitting the ball really well now, had a couple good hits against DCG. And when you face top pitchers like that and you can put the ball in play, it shows that she's getting her legs back under her, and she'll be playing first tonight for us, and we'll see how it goes. But Brooklyn's was out for a week for us, and she's been in the starting lineup most of the year. She'll be back here next week and get we have a few moving parts. I'm going to be moving some people around in the infield just to see if we can get a spark somewhere. Yeah. And we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, you got an interesting week coming up. You got a suspended game that you'll be playing Monday afternoon, finishing off. And then you got a trip to Iowa City. Talk about that.
Yeah, that Iowa City game. I scheduled that. I worked on that in the off season, and that's very, like, not very many girls get to play on a field like that, and not very many athletes get to go Division I. And so to step foot on that field is an honor to even have that game. So to go on that field and get that experience, that should bring a fire to the girls. And I would think that we're going to come out and hopefully get a win against Fort Madison.
That's the Bruce Pearl Field. Have they been talking about this trip for a while?
I think they're just they're trying to get through this rough patch. This rough patch takes a lot out of anybody. When you get in that lull there in a grueling season, and we play a lot of ranked teams, so every time we step on the field, it seems like it's one of the top five ranked teams in the state, no matter what division it's in. Softball throughout is just good in this state.
Yeah, definitely. So last couple of weeks of the season, you know, kind of what are you looking for? A little more consistency, maybe?
Cut down on mistakes. I think that's our biggest problem. And then when we have runners in scoring position, we got to get that timely hit. If we can cut down on the mistakes and that timely hit, we're going to be able to be competitive in any game we go into. The Monday game is a little strange because we start in the middle of the game and we're down seven runs, I think, already. So we got our work cut out Monday. Then we just keep building until districts, and then when districts come, everybody knows that we're probably going to be the underdog in these games. But that's what you can destroy some dreams in a hurry on these other teams that have these high expectations. Yeah. And when they take a person lightly, that's when we strike.
Definitely, you mentioned kind of moving some things around. Is that as far as maybe trying to, you know, get those timely hits? Is that kind of one of the reasons?
No, this is more on the defensive infield. Okay. Try to get a little bit more comfortability. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to move Chloe to shortstop, move Sloan to second, and then we'll throw Brooklyn back at second base when she gets, and then Ava at first. And then we got our outfield pretty much set, and then Emmy will move back to right field. And that's, I think that's more natural positions. Chloe's played mostly third for us the past couple years, but she seems to really get a good jump off the bat, and I'm looking forward to see what she can do these next couple games. And I can always put her back to third, but what we're doing right now isn't working, so we need to try something different and maybe get a spark somewhere.
How are your two pitchers holding up in the long, grueling season?
It's they're both very young.
Yeah.
So you got a freshman and a sophomore, and this is the most probably either one of them have thrown all year. So it's a tough assignment for anybody to go through this conference, and they've held up well. I think they get tired every now and then, and you can see it in their face, but you just got to keep grueling. Just keep throwing the pitches, and we'll do the best we can to have their back. We haven't done a very good job lately, but if we can come around and start playing how we know we can play, then we're going to be just fine.
Have you decided who's going to start that district game yet?
It'll probably be Laylee. She's thrown most of the year for us, and we'll start out with her. But with it being a district game, if things aren't going well right off the bat, it's anybody off the bench that can give us a spark, we're going with it.
Well, best of luck, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for being there.
Again, we've been talking to the head softball coach for the Newton Cardinals, Corey Leiker, on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.